Mary Poppins in Cherry Tree Lane by P.L. Travers. Read by Sophie Thompson. It was Midsummer's Eve. This is the most magical night of the year. Many curious things can happen in it before it gives way to the dawn. But it was not night yet by any means. The sun, still bright, was dawdling to the west, lazily taking his time about it as though reluctant to leave the world. He felt that he had done it proud, putting upon it a shine and a polish that would not quickly fade. His own reflection shone back at him from fountains, lakes, and window panes, even from the ripened fruit that hung in the trees of Cherry Tree Lane, a place well known to him. "Nothing like sunshine," he flattered himself as he noted the glitter of the ship's lanterns on either side of the Admiral's gate, the sparkle of the brass knocker on the door of Miss Lark's mansion, the gleam that came from an old tin toy abandoned, apparently, by its owners in the garden of the smallest house. This, too, was a place well known to him. "Not a soul in sight," he thought to himself as he sent his long light over the lane and then across the open space, large and green and blossoming, that spread beside and beyond it. And this, too, he knew well. After all, he had had a hand in its making. For where would they be, tree, grass, and flower, without, as it were, his helping hand, greening the grass, coaxing the leaf from the bare bough, warming the bud into flower? And here, among lengthening light and shadows, there was a soul in sight. "Who's that down there in the park?" he wondered.